Welcome back to the Sax Monkey Podcast, episode number 10. We're already hitting double digits. This is insane. This is epic. Guys, this is so epic. It's honestly so crazy. To be honest, in a way, this is kind of like, if I continue this in the future, which I think I will, or might have to decline some of the episodes because life gets in the way. Life gets in the way, people. That's why this podcast episode didn't come out last week. My last guest, Juliana, great to have you on the podcast. But yeah, I just did a video, and I think I'm about to do another video for a topic that I will reach in a little bit, but not completely into it. And you know, fuck it. Let's just get right into it. The Don Cherry thing. Yes, I'm sure a lot of you are like annoyed by it, or some of you might not know about it. Some are just like, you know what? What's your take, Kyle? I want to know what. You want to know the? Then I'll tell you the. Okay. But holy crap, my lips are so chapped. They're so chapped, man. All right. Let's get into this. So the statement was basically, maybe I can read it word for word. I'll try. Maybe if I have a thingy. Basically just the whole commotion was like, oh, he's being racist. I think this is it.
Nobody wears a poppy. You people love you. They come here, whatever it is. You love our way of life. You love our milk and honey. At least you could pay a couple of bucks for poppies or something like that. These guys pay for your way of life that you enjoy in Canada. These guys paid the biggest price. Downtown Toronto, forget it. Downtown.
So, I don't know if you guys caught all that, but basically what Don Cherry said. I actually watched this whole thing live, and I'll get to, like, I watched this whole thing live. I did not have a problem with it, but what the internet does, what it always does, is it brings out, like, this is the first time ever something big like this has happened, and I've seen it live, and I've had no problem with it. I've never seen anything like this. Like, I don't know. There would be stuff, of course, like, breakouts, like, oh my God, like, this actor did that. But the thing is, I watched this live. I'm going to drink on you motherfuckers. And, yeah, I didn't have a problem with that at first. But, like, internet's got to do what it got to do. And he basically just said, and this is a weird thing. This blew my mind more than what he said, was that downtown Toronto, they don't wear poppies. Like an area in Toronto or Ontario. Like, yeah, in Ontario in general, they don't wear poppies. That's kind of weird. Like, it's weird to not see any poppies around this time. Well, what's the date today? November 15th. So, like, basically, like, last week or the next, like, you know, a few weeks before Remembrance Day, right? And, look, wearing a poppy it's just out of respect. And it's just, like, you know, just from, it's being like, you know, like respectful. Fuck, I'm so bad with words today, boys. Sorry about that. But it's out of respect for the fallen heroes that actually make us live in this country today. I mean, like, they do so much. And actually, like, throughout all this freaking drama of the poppy, like, yeah, we all know the rainbow poppy, which actually, I just found this out because we were all talking about it, especially Don Cherry's thing in one of my classes on Wednesday, film class. And dudes, we all freaked out. Even I freaked out, I admit it. I didn't freak out. I was just kind of like, well, that's stupid. This whole rainbow thing was literally not made for that at all. It was just for, like, I think it was a bath company. They were doing something. I don't know. Hey, you're not coming here for, like, straight facts, but I did search it up. I forgot if it was a bath place or, like, Lush, you know, or, like, an antique. I think it was an antique shop. I don't know how I mix those up, but I do. An antique shop or a soap shop. I don't know. But They made that for like, dude, I don't know, just colors, I guess. And there is different colors of the poppies, which I totally either forgot or don't know. There's a white poppy, which I am more like, I thought it was just because like poppies were actually white. And they, the only reason there's red poppies is because it's the blood. Okay, I need to search this up before I get out of hand. Don't fucking kill me, people. Jesus. We're in this together, okay? We're in this together. Not Popeye's chicken, poppies. God, fucking hungry now. Who else is hungry? Poppies, white. Oh, no. What? Like, what's the story? Like, why are poppies red, bitch? Each year, the red poppies were among the first to flower in... Okay, why do I not know this? Oh, I was right. Oh, okay. So it's basically, yeah, it's the blood of the dead. And it was basically just a field of, yeah, because they're white. Yeah, they're white. And it was basically just like fields of blood of poppies. Holy shit, that is sentimental, man. I know this. I went to school, obviously, like I should remember it. And honestly, this year specifically made me like, holy crap, like, this is actually really important. And just like, and going back to Don Cherry, this dude has actually experienced like what these veterans do and what their families have gone through. Some of them don't even get like respect. Like veterans don't get respect, you know, because it's like, it's not just like, it's just like kind of just like look, not looked down upon. It's just like, I want to word this right so I don't get fired from Sax Monkey. It's just, yeah, he's gone there. He's experienced a lot of that stuff and he builds a lot of like fundraisers and stuff. And he just every year, like, of course, in Remembrance Day, like even when I was a child, like this is his year. I always like loved watching Coach's Corner Remembrance Day. You're always talking about the Poppy, you know, the Poppy. Yeah? It's a good guy, you know, Don Cherry. Yeah. Trying to do my, I used to get do a good Don Cherry accent. But yeah, just that whole thing and him getting fired. He said, "You people like our milk and honey, and basically the least you could do is buy a poppy." And Ron, I'm not putting this at Ron, but Ron just kind of like stood there and he nodded. So he did listen. He didn't. He was like me. Like, that's what I got from him. He was like me. Like, honestly, there's no problem. Like, of course there was a problem because it went to you people. So he basically just said immigrants and, which I 100%, that's not what Canada is. We're a land of, just like diversity, if you will, like diversity. And we're very diverse in like our culture and ethnicities. And yeah, just of course, like, honestly, like, I love our country. I love my country so much. Canada is an absolute fucking beauty. It's mint, if you will. Mint. Wahoo. And I, honestly, like, I love the day and age that we live in. Like, I feel like the whole world is more loving and people are, like, look, obviously, there's still a lot of shit in the world, obviously. I'm not saying that there's not. But look at, like, in the 50s, like, I feel like men and women were progressing. People of color were progressing. Like, it's working out. I think this world is full of love, especially in our country, is full of love. And I think for the way that they fired him, I don't think there was going to be any, anybody was going to be happy that he stayed or anybody was going to be happy that he left. I'm one of the people that I think it's stupid that he got fired, but I could see why, because at least every year he says something stupid, and it's like, oh, it's just the year that we got to fire him. Didn't he sign like a 2-year contract to stay with Coach's Corner? I mean, they kind of just like fucked that up, right? But now we got Brian Burke, of all people, taking over his spot. I don't like him. He's kind of a goof. Like, he's like 80, and you see his hair? Holy. Like, he's got some good-looking hair. But yeah, just what that dude is like, I was only always like more of a Ron, like Ron fan that in Coach's Corner. Like I always thought like Don Cherry always said like how it was. And you look at the NHL and some NHL players like being interviewed and what their reaction was. And they said basically say the same thing. It's because I can agree. Like this dude has been in all of our childhood, like especially like hockey fan. Well, hockey fans and maybe Canadian fans. Like he's done so much for our country and he's just such a freaking patriot and has such an major like love of the game. Right. And it's almost inspiring and stuff. Just like not only just like being a part of hockey, but like doing the stuff outside of hockey for our community is just like great. Holy crap. I'm talking and it's so hot right now. Whew. Kyle, drink some water. Okay. But yeah, it sucks because yeah, he's awesome. He always said it how it is. And I mean, I don't like his comments always toward like Russians and you're like, basically Europeans. It's like that's so retarded and outdated, like that word retarded, so fire me, I guess. It's insane how careful we have to be when we say literally every single time I'm on this podcast I have to be careful what I say because I feel like someone's gonna dig it up and I'm gonna be like screwed. So it's just like I said my piece, obviously, and I just think it was a little wrong that they fired him, and Bob Uecker even said it was a disgrace. But I think if he did something way worse, like he said some pretty stupid shit, and I don't understand why this had to be the, like, cherry on top of it, so, whatever, man, like, I hope you find, I actually, like, there's actually a petition going on to, like, get him back on. So I signed that shit hard. But, yeah, he will be missed for sure. It's gonna suck to see him there, but, like, not there. But I like Ron, what he's doing with the community. Like, hockey's, hometown hockey. Yeah, hometown hockey is so sick. What he does, he just goes to, like, every, like, little town or something like Edmonton. You get like famous players from like Edmonton or something to talk, and just it's a really like wonderful thing. And like the Chevy Cup, all those things are like outside of hockey. Not a lot of people pay attention to it. It's just like I love that. And yeah, okay, it just sucks. I think I'm gonna make a video on Don Cherry. That's why I don't want to talk. I did talk a lot about this, and I don't think I should have. I'm really sorry about that, but. Yes. Okay. Let's get on to something else, and let's talk about my week. I've had little sleep. Jesus. And I had to do a test on science. I'm not very good at chemistry. I am not good at chemistry. What is so ever? I'm really bad at it. It's my fault, though. I mean, God, my studying habits suck. Better suck. So, I didn't have any school on Monday. And don't tell any of my parents. Don't tell my parents, but I stayed home from school on Tuesday. I wasn't sick to the classmates I'm in the science class with. Yeah. I had one class anyways, so there's no harm, no foul. So I stayed home to like study for that. So I guess it didn't work out. We have one of my friends. Oh, I didn't study. He's bad. He's just as bad as me in this class. So it's like, okay, that's cool. You know what? Every time I study, I get worse. So what the fuck, man? What the hell? Freak. not a whole lot of sleep, you know, and watching like some TV shows, who's doing it? I think Netflix is doing a new way of like watching TV shows. Like, it's going to be like weekly. It's not going to be like a new TV show comes is coming out, so we're going to release all the episodes. I like what they're doing now. It's going to be weekly. Watching TV like that is so much better, because binging all that shit at once doesn't work. Unless it's like some TV shows that are basically like, yeah, you should watch it like that, because Netflix is weird. The way they end off some episodes is just really fucked. Like, I'm watching Living With Yourself, and that whole thing should be a movie in itself. I don't think it should have been a TV at all, TV show at all. Like, I didn't finish it yet. It's the one with Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd is in it, and Paul Rudd is also in it, and he plays Paul Rudd, and Paul Rudd plays Paul Rudd, and Paul Rudd wants to kill Paul Rudd at the start. But you saw that in the trailer. I'm not really spoiling anything. So Paul Rudd, Paul Rudd, Paul Rudd, Paul Rudd, Paul Rudd. All right, cool. Enough Paul Rudd talk. It's a pretty good show. I'm starting to get back on the TV show hype and watching some more movies. I can't think of any of the movies I watched last. I watched the end of the fucking world season 2. It's so funny. I catch shows like that. Because I always say TV shows are hit or miss with me. Like, how do I watch The End of the Fucking World and not watch the Peaky Blinders series? And it's like, I was talking to like some of my friends. It's like, yeah, I can't get into Breaking Bad, which is, I can't. I'm sorry. I keep trying, man. Honestly, I see a bunch of clips on Instagram and I'm good. The acting looks awesome. I just can't. I'm sorry. I am officially done with you. I'm not watching it anymore. I'm sorry. I've tried so many times. No one can convince me to watch it anymore. It's done. I've tried it. I can't. I'm sorry. I'm not saying it's boring. It's just like, it's hard to catch on, dude. And I'm also watching Jack Ryan, which is, I like the second season. It's pretty good so far. But yeah, The End of the Fucking World is so bad. Dude, the second season, it's like, it was literally like, I think the acting got worse. Like, no, like, look, I get it. Like, the whole thing, it's like, I have no emotion. I'm fucking, like, I killed someone. I have no fucking emotion, so I'm just gonna stay still and look at the fucking earth. And it's like, it's watching robots. And so is the dude. He's such a pouty, like, look, love the character. Well, no. The second, like, okay. The ending was pretty darn good for the End of the Fucking World season 2. Like, which is why I was contemplating, should I even say it's bad? Because the ending was really mint. I thought the whole, like, a really great way to sum it up. I don't know if they're making season 3. I hope not. Because what else are you supposed to do with that? So, yeah, season 1 was just, like, chaotic in an amazing way. Like, it was just, like, boom, bam, boom. It's, like, twist, 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 twist. Oh, love these characters. And at the time, I was going through a breakup. And, well, I'm not going to fucking pout about it. That's the shit I like. Anger, you know? So I was watching that. And it was basically just, like, yeah. What? Yeah. Fuck this, man. Fuck if. Fuck off, dad. I'm going to run away with this bitch, right? We're going to fucking drive somewhere. Fucking go into someone's house, man, right? And we're gonna live at this guy's house, right? Oh man, he's a pedophile. Shit, I gotta kill him. Kills him, and then we gotta run away. I kind of forget this first season, to be honest. I think that's how it goes, because the pedophile was back in the second season. It's pretty good. First season's good. I don't know. I know a lot of you guys are probably watching some other good stuff, but yeah, Netflix shows suck sometimes, so what can you do? But also some other subscription, TV, stuff like Disney Plus. God damn it, I hated this news so much, man. Like, oh my god, the fact that Kevin Feige said, you need to watch the Marvel TV shows to understand the next, like, few Marvel movies. What? Dude, some of us can't even get that. Some of us can't even get Disney Plus. So I'm like, fuck you. I'm just going to get the box set. Hopefully there is a box set. So I'm like, should I get Disney Plus? God. Like, the thing is, money, you know? I already have Netflix and I already have Amazon Prime. I don't like, obviously Disney Plus is so freaking awesome. Like, it blows my mind of how many, like, I love the shit out of Disney shows and movies. Hate the corporation itself. Fuck you. You're dead. You know, like, get out of my life. You know, stop owning so much stuff, dude. Like, But let me tell you, some of the stuff they release is so good, and it's so awesome to have all of that in one thing. $9 a month. So I'm trying to do some convincing of myself and for my mom. Who knows what will happen. But just, yeah, I don't know. Seems like a little much, and plus I don't watch a whole lot of TV and movie, like, and watch movies. I just kind of, like, there's always a point where it's either I'm watching shit or I'm playing video games. Wow, Kyle, very interesting, dude. But hey, I think I'm at the video game stage. So, yeah. Sorry, Netflix. So, but The Mandalorian supposedly is, like, really good, and I'm going to get that 100% on the box set, cuz Star Wars is Star Wars. I buy anything that's Star Wars. And I think the WandaVision TV show for Marvel will connect. Well, it did say it's going to connect with the new Doctor Strange movie. So there's that. Let me just try to find it. Ugh. Ugh. Blah. All right. Oh, there's a new freaking Black Adam movie coming with Dwayne Johnson. I'm not excited for that. Joker is still number one in my books. I'm a little superheroed out, to be honest, and I think everyone is, like, seriously, like, common, like, who else is kind of, like, superheroed out? Like, I am. Like, after Endgame, it's like, nothing really matters anymore. Like, you killed Thanos, and Iron Man died. It's like, and no, I'm not gonna freaking freak out oh my God, Falcon's Captain America. I actually couldn't believe the response of that. It's like, it happened in the comics, you dumbasses. Jeez. And it wouldn't, like, so did the Winter Soldier, but, like, it'd be weird for the Winter Soldier in the MCU to be the Captain America. Like, it just makes sense for the Falcon to be Captain America. So, like, yeah, what is he supposed to, what is little old bitch Captain America gonna do? What is he gonna do? Like, flick him? I don't know. They probably still go flying. Also, would he still be that strong? I don't know. Yeah. There's a Timothy. Oh, Timothy. Timmy. Let's get to the bottom of Timothy Chalamet. Dude, biggest man crush of the week. Wow. Does anybody else just get those man crushes or woman crushes for, like, women? Women get women crushes. Yeah. Anyways, just, like, you know, I'm not gay, but, like, dude, he's freaking sick. He's a good looking kid. His name is Kyle in Lady Bird. What's not to love? Plus that luscious curly hair. Ow. Fucking hit the mic in my nose. Oh my God. But yeah. Also, just because someone has a pretty face doesn't mean they're like, a bad actor. Like, everyone forgets how great Margot Robbie is. Like, she's a super great actress. She's so good. Like, I mean, she gets literally beat in every single movie she's in. I can't think of Terminal. No, she got beat up there. Not in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but there was a foot thing, which I didn't catch. I did see her feet, but yeah, anyways, it's kind of an inside joke, the whole Quentin Tarantino foot fetish thing, which I'm going to search this up right now to see if there actually is a rumor that he's a foot fetish. I don't get it, but okay, that's cool, I guess. But yeah, anyways, with, like, Timothy Chalamet. Am I saying his name right? Am I fucking saying his name right? I'm going to talk like this for now. I'm talking like that. No, she doesn't, in the show, she doesn't even talk like that. She's like, I forgot the kid's name. Let's call her Andrew. I love you. She's got a bit of a Scottish accent. I'm depressed, man. I'm fucking depressed. I can't express my feelings. I'm always such a robot. Foot fetish, Quinton Tarantino. Yeah, I watched that new movie, The King. Oh my god, that was sick. Like, movies like that, I always go, like, I, like, start searching up shit. Like, the history of that, you know, like, movie or parts of TV shows. Like, love history. Especially, like, what was the other one? Chris Pine. I think it shouldn't have been called The King as well. Chris Pine was basically another king. Netflix did it, and it was basically, he was the king of Scotland. Part where, oh my god, what's his name? The one that Mel Gibson played. What am I talking, like, why don't I just search this up? Because for you, Gen Z people wouldn't understand. Sorry, idiots. What was his name? I'm all over the place. And no, he doesn't have a foot fetish. Uh-oh. Yeah, he does. Oh. Okay, this goes, let's read this, like, one that goes way back to 2016, and hopefully I remember what I was talking about. Okay. Oh. Yeah, basically just, like, they, okay. Stop. Yeah. Yeah, basically, I'll sum it up. Yeah, they just take a look at all of his movies and basically, he has a foot fetish, bro. So, that's okay. We're allowed to have our fetishes, Mr. Tarantino. Drink water on you, bitch. What was I saying before? Okay, The King with Timothy Chalamet. Very good. Well executed. That's my boy. He is honestly way better than Tom Holland in every way possible. So all you Tom Holland fans, fight me. I'm Team Timothy, dude. Team Timothy all the way, if there's even like a fight between that. Like, what other movie has Tom Holland been in? What? No, shut up. What other movie has Tom Holland has been in other than Spider-Man? Which is also, like, amazing to have that thing in the career. But when you're basically just known for that, what else will you be known for, right? Sure, everyone's going to be like, oh, this is going to be good. It's Tom Holland. It's Spider-Man. It's going to be good. No? I feel like when you start out with that, it's like, duh. Like, the difference between that, Chris Evans, RDJ, and Chris Hemsworth all started with something. And then, they had Marvel. Of course, they weren't all great starts. Except for Robert Downey Jr. But they weren't all great starts. But of course, it sure helped their career. But now we like, okay, what am I? That's kind of hypocritical, Kyle. Because that could be like Tom Holland. Okay, well, I'm still Team Timothy, obviously. Like, fuck on. It's pretty okay. So yeah, he's cool. Yeah, but what was I talking about? Like the King of Scotland, the Chris Pine movie. The dude from Star Trek was also a king. It's a Scottish king movie. And it was about that dude that Mel Gibson played. He was also not the king of Scotland, but the dude's like, for Scotland, or they never take our freedom. Yeah, that movie scene. It was basically like, I don't know if it was the prequel to that movie. Well, in the real life story, it's basically a prequel. So there's that. Because Scottish people hated the British and, you know, the whole world hated each other. What can I say? You got a problem with that, guys? That's the way of life, dude. Life fucking rips. I've been watching a lot of Chris D'Elia podcasts and, dude, it's just, honestly, dude, life rips is such a well portrayed thing of life. Because life freaking rips, dude. Life rips. And honestly, you could live through it. Yes, you can. You could, like, sure, you may be down in the dumps one day. Sure, that's life rips. Then you wake up The next day, probably bad again. Yeah, that's okay. Bad, another bad day? Dude, that's okay. But if you get another, if you have a good day the next day, what's not to like? Life will rip sometimes, but you'll pick yourself up and you're keeper going, okay? Life rips. What else am I talking about? Oh my God, dude, I had this crazy question with my friend in science class. Dude, what if you were freaking, like, struck by lightning? That's crazy, dude. Think about that. You're going to be like... And there's a lot of people that freaking survive that. Let's check that shit out. A lot of people have survived that, dude. So, I don't know. I would like to... I wouldn't like that, obviously, but people that have survived being struck by lightning. Lightning. Okay, all right, okay, bitch. Oh my God, my computer is so slow. What laptop is it called? Because if it's an Apple, dude, you need to change that. Wow. Oh my God. There's this one chick that literally has looks like red veins. Oh. The repercussions are not that good, though. It's not even, like, cool. Like, I love scars if people know me. Like if you get, like, a sick scar on, like, a leg or, like, arm. Maybe, like, the eye. Like, Anakin Skywalker. That's fucking sexy, bro. But this doesn't scream sexy for me. It's, like... It's... Yeah, okay. But, hey, at least they survived it, right? That's cool. But, yeah. That'd be kind of crazy. Pretty freaking crazy. Alrighty. There's also like, just kind of like looking at that, you know, like tattoos and stuff. My mom was looking at tattoos. She's always like wanted a little one and stuff. Drink water. I drink water on you. I'm staying hydrated. Let's go. Yeah, she's always, like, wanted a little tattoo, I guess, like, back here, like, little ones, you know, like, yeah, like, hopefully not the stupid shit that people, like, oh, yeah, I don't know, like, some stupid, like, determination, love, and care, kindness. If she gets that, she's getting it lasered off. That is not cool. You know, this is not cool, dude. Couple tattoos are in. Oh. I want to name a lot of the pet peeves I have, and I think like tattooing, it's either like, dude, you got to be like super committed to it. I'm thinking about getting one, but just like something. I'm not saying like right away when I turn like 18. I'm gonna wait, obviously, and just pick out like what I would like. But tattoo's cool. I mean, it's just like, you know, art on your skin. It's either like art on your skin or it's a tattoo that means something. Now, if you're not one of those people that don't think it's art or like just it means something, I have no idea what to tell you right now. It's like, why are you getting one then? Like, oh my God, fuck. Oh my God. It's supposed to mean something to you. But yeah, I'm thinking about getting one. But yeah, a couple tattoos, it's just like, why? Like, it's scary to think that maybe after dating like 6 months, she's like, they're really cool, really hitting it off. It's like, let's get a tattoo. Break up. What are you going to do with that? That's a lot of money to get off. That was a lot of money to put on, dude. Like, come on. Think about that. Like, let's just go through some really stupid ones. I don't know. I don't have any of this written, but couple. Oh, Jesus. Couple tattoos. Okay, wait, let's just go stupid. Couple tattoos, right? Yeah. This is kind of the content of YouTube that I would love.
just fucking shitting on people.
All right. So, oh my God. Okay. So there's one that one, the man has herbivore. One has herbivore and one has vegan. No, for a second there, I thought it was like, I thought the dude that has herbivore, and the lady had like a leaf. So he would be eating the leaf. Like he'd be eating out her. Ah, ha, ha. This one's cool, but so stupid at the same time. So this girl has, let me describe to you. This girl has like a full pizza pie, but one piece is taken away. It's not there. And the dude has a pizza, like the slice of the pizza that's missing. And when you put your arms in kind of like a cross, like the lady's goes over top his. And if he pushes the slice of pizza into the pizza pie, the pizzas together. All right. Okay. Oh no. Oh my God. So one couple, you know, the Wakanda thing that, the Wakandians, if you will, they pull down their lip and it's like, it says some Wakanda shit. These people did I love you. The girl did I love you. And the man did I know on his lips. That is so weird. So what are you going to do if you go to like a party or something? How did you guys meet? Oh, you know, this and that. And then they like describe like how their relationship's going now. We also got tattoos. Pulls down the lips. I love you. And he's like, I know. Okay. Well, that's a big life rips moment if they break up. That's going to hurt like hell. Like it hurt like getting the ink in your skin. Ugh. I need a sponsor, dude. I think I would sponsor the shit out of Spin Chiclets, Pink Whitney. This is not an advertisement, but I'm getting that stuff soon because it just hit the market in Canada. Spin Chiclets is a hockey podcast that I listen to. Ryan Whitney, next NHL hockey player, made a alcoholic drink of vodka and pink lemonade called the Pink Whitney. Wow. Very epic, am I right? So, for today, let's get right into some questions by the audience. This time, I have a lot of questions to answer for you folks. All right. Let's get into it. All right. Irish Canadian 02, my boy Michael Schmillen. What's your thoughts on the Sonic the Hedgehog movie? Watch the trailer. I hated the first one, obviously, with like the stupid, awful, shitty titty Sonic the Hedgehog. I was never much of a big Sonic fan as I am of a Mario fan, but like when they can join together in the Olympic Games, that was sick. That was 2010 Winter Olympics was the shit, dude. I played that stuff so much in the DS, never on the Wii. For some reason, we got the DS version, but not the Wii version, which probably would have been much better. You could play like skiing on there, but whatever. DS gang, y'all. But yeah, the movie trailer for the new one actually looks, it's nice. I say new one because there is no way that I would ever watch that shitty Sonic. Okay, I'm glad they changed it. It actually looks pretty good. Alex Sonic 2002 asks, thoughts on Luigi Mansion Ghost Mansion 3. Dude, I am so pumped to buy that. I played a little bit of the second one at like some friend's house. I don't know which one. I can't remember. This is a long time ago. And I had a blast with it. And I think it's really cute. You know, Luigi's my boy. Wah! Right? That's not even... It's like, oh yeah, that's Luigi. That's a perfect replication of his voice. Okay? Wow. But yeah, I'm pretty excited for it. you know, it's cute. It's just more of like a chill, relaxed game, a game that I'm looking for, you know. I haven't played Red Dead in a long time. I don't know when I'm going to get back to that. So it's kind of scary times for me. Dusty underscore 56, Juliana Dust, obviously. She asked a few questions here. Also, you don't have to ask one question. I think you got the idea from Dusty doing that, I guess. What is your greatest fear? Oh, that is toughy. That's a toughy. Probably being alone. That's sad. But like, no, what I mean by alone is like, okay, it's not being alone. My fear of that would be after the fact that my real fear kicks in, which is literally losing my family members, like my mom, dad, sister, brother, one of those, or just all of that. I don't know how I would cope, especially my mom. Like, I losing her, I don't know how I'd cope. Like, that'd be so, like, sometimes I get dreams of that, and it's just fucking sad. Like, it's a sad thought, like, just because, you know, like, we're pretty, like, tight-knit group, my brother, sister, and mom and I, and, like, especially, like, my dad. But it's just, like, man, that's emotional, I think. But that's probably my worst fear. Like, I would literally give up my life so that they could live, 100%. Talk about team player. So, team player for that. Take one for the team. It's just, no, it would suck. That's probably my worst fear. I think about that a lot. It's actually really it's almost like psychotic, or just like I'm paranoid in a way. Like, there was this one week after I watched The Joker, I became totally fucking paranoid. And I'm like, holy crap, the movie changed my life. So that's why it goes top 3 or top 5 greatest movies I've ever seen. So, oh my god, look at my music taste. This is so fucking good. That was really loud. I hope you liked how loud that was. Have you ever been in a flat fight? Well, sure fucking looking for one lately. Holy crap. To some people. Chill the fuck out, people. Looking at you, people. You know, people or person. Relax. Not looking for a fight, cuz. Okay? But yes, I actually technically have been in a fist fight before. Really weird story. Basically, just my life right now with a couple of people that I know. It's like either we're friends or not, right? So how it goes is, his name was Jackson back in Prince George. We were cool. He was a funny dude. One of the craziest dudes I've ever met. He learned fucking kickboxing in the basement of a Future Shop. And what a Future Shop store was. Future Shop was basically Best Buy, but in Prince George. I've never seen a Future Shop other than Prince George. So maybe that's a PG thing or maybe a BC thing. But Future Shop was basically like was the Pokemon Shield version of Pokemon Sword, which is two new video games that are coming out. Because there's always two of those, right? They're pretty identical, but one's always better. So Best Buy was better, but Future Shop was kind of lit though. So anyways, he did kickboxing in the basement of that. So I always thought it was like, whoa, this kid's crazy. And you know what? Back in those days, I was in a huge Eminem phase. Like, I was like, basically just fuck the world, right? Pfft, shit. That Kyle's not coming out again. But yeah, tough time. Like, not tough times. Well, tough times, yeah. Crazy times. But anyways, yeah, this is Jackson kid. It's either we were great or poopy. And I guess this kind of was like the last straw. So he was like spinning on like swings and stuff. Jackson, if you're watching this, like, dude, where are you at? We were either boys or not. I think we'd be boys now. You're a pretty tough kid. And honestly, you didn't give a shit at all what anybody thought. So that was cool. He was also nice at times. But yeah, so I started like spinning him. He was a short dude, very short. Like, not a midget, but like, midget is outdated, Kyle. You can't say that. Oh my god. He was just short. Just short. Short people sometimes have a little meow.
I should know I dated one.
Yeah. So I started spinning him around and around and around and around. And then I let the swing go. As you do, you could like the chains just like lock up and then they fucking untangle. And he started spinning. And I knew what I did. I knew what I did. I went right to the classroom door because you had to be like, wait for the bell to go inside the class. Because the doors of the class were out. It's hard to explain what my school architect was. It was weird. My elementary school. Basically, like, the doors to get inside the class. Of course, there were hallways, but the door to get inside the class from another way was outside. You'd have to wait outside the door to get into that classroom. Yeah, it's hard to explain. Like, coming to this, like, coming here, it's like, this isn't normal. Okay, well, I guess we're weirdos. But yeah, so I knew what I did. I was standing in the lineup. I knew he was running. He was coming to me, and he fucking slapped the shit out of me. So we were going ham, and then yeah, and then this was Halloween too, and I was in the office that year for like so many times, just being like either an idiot or just sticking up for myself, and yeah, and I was like in a zombie costume, and I was just like in the office for a long time, and you know how I get, like I got sweaty, started crying, because it's like holy crap, man, like what's going on with ya? And the sweat was also staining like the wall that it was kind of leaning on with like purple because I had purple zombie hair. So it's spray on purple. So I think like a week after, like, yo, we're going to go outside and we're going to fight. It wasn't any of this gay shit that happens now where we text. We're like, you, me outside. Now, all you Gen X's wouldn't understand that. I'm just making a joke because I am that, but yeah. So we're like, okay, let's go fight. I didn't want to fight at all. I knew it was going to happen, so I basically was just trying to, like, go away and then, like, sneak my way out. And then I saw him. I'm like, okay, fuck's sakes, this is going to happen. And we kind of looked at each other like, holy shit, is this going to happen? Like, because we were kind of like, dude, are we friends? But it was weird. So, yeah, he threw a punch. I've never been punched in my life like that. I haven't been punched at all before. So that really like fucked me up. I'm like, wow. Okay. So like, I kind of just like, okay, I'm done. It didn't go anything like that. I cried and I was like, you win. So then my brother stepped in. Yeah. My little brother stepped in, pushed him and like, okay, Kyle, let's go home. That dude's my hero sometimes. Brandon, if you're listening to this, you're my bro, dude. You stepped in for that. Obviously, like, yeah, a lot of growing now. Would I be in a fight now? I don't know. I sure try, but, like, I have some deep anger in myself sometimes, so I don't know. I'm kind of afraid to let it go sometimes. Like, what if I go Super Saiyan? What if I turn to the Hulk? I don't know. Guess we'll find out. Hopefully not, but I think it's coming this year. Guys, help me. If I get in a fight, can we hit 100 subscribers? Let's go. Why am I making this so fucking weird? I love you. Anyways, Dusty also asks, if you could never watch hockey again in order to meet your soulmate, what would you pick? Okay, so never watch hockey again to meet my soulmate. Don't believe in soulmates. Watching hockey all day, baby. I don't believe in soulmates. I think it's just people you want to spend the rest of your time in life with. I don't know. Obviously, there's people perfect, but there's 7 billion people, and to think that there's only one for you, that's insane. That is insane, dude. What if it were a dog? That's not how it works, but yeah. Andrew Toast, gonna get you on the podcast eventually. Also going to get Matt on the podcast eventually. I'm just thinking of good timing. It's all about timing. But I think you're going to come pretty quick, Andrew. So be excited for that, dude. Because I'd love to talk to you. I don't think we haven't talked in a while. Well, we have through text, but it's like, you know, face-to-face, which I love, and I hate texting. Now, he asks, the declining quality of Tim Hortons. I had Tim Hortons the other day, dude, and it's shit. It is so shit now, dude. Like, I've honestly transitioned my love for Tim Hortons to McDonald's. McDonald's breakfast is so fire. The McDonald's coffee is just so fire. Everything is so, like, they do everything better than Tim Hortons does. Like, their lunch menus is just not that good. I don't know about the donuts. I haven't had a donut there for, like, a year or so. But even, like, then they just, like, it's kind of just bleh tasting. I think the quality is really, like, shitted itself because I think, like, the menu is so big for what it's supposed to be. It's just, Tim Hortons is just, yo, coffee, donuts, and a few occasional, hey, I'm doing a podcast. Get out of my way! Do you want to be in? Hey, you want to say hi? This is my sister.
Sure. Hi.
Okay, get the fuck out. I'm doing a podcast episode. God damn it! What? What the fuck is that? Is that a hickey? What the hell is that? What the fuck, Kayla? Seriously, what is that? What? Who gave you? What the fuck? Hey! Don't laugh. What the hell? Oh my god, when this... Okay. I'm fucking finishing this up real quick. Tim Hortons is shit. Miguel Ribeiro, my cousin, asked, oh my god, I'm so pissed off. If you had to choose 5 songs to listen to for the rest of your life, what would they be? That is so hard. I can't pick my favorite.
No, it's not.
What is that then?
Okay, so basically it's cool. Like, I hit my neck on the couch here. Like, there was a couch, and then I got body checked, and then I fell into the couch on the corner, and then I hit my neck.
Who did that?
Bishop.
Bishop? Oh, Bishop. Okay, so body checked you on the couch. What couch? Where? What couch? Where is he?
In the hallway. There's a couch. And then I got hit. And then I fell.
Okay.
Yeah. I just wanted to prank you, bro.
Yeah. Okay, bud. Yeah. Yeah. In the future, you better hide that better. Kick their fucking ass. Holy, man. I was so pissed. So I can answer this question better. Then I'm ending the podcast. I'm too rattled right now. I guess... Hey, episode 10, am I right? That's some fucking... Five songs. Maybe just, I don't know, if I could listen to, like, soundtracks as well. Would a whole entire soundtrack count? Probably not. Songs that, like... Because, like, the thing I'm feeling right now... Like, because I listen to, like, some songs that I like right now. Songs just don't do it to me for, like, do as much for me as, like, movies do. Now, I think 5 movies to watch for the rest of my life, that'd be great to answer. But the songs, Sweetness by, Sweet. Okay, hold on. Let me just search up "Sweetness" by Jimmy Eat World. Gosh darn, this is tough. Maybe. Okay, I'm really sorry, Miguel. I can't answer this, man. It's really tough for me. But I would like. I could probably say like the maybe like top 5 artists I would only listen to the rest of my life. Or bands, I would answer that. Pearl Jam, Nirvana. Let's throw in Red Hot Chili Peppers. I would say Ed Sheeran, dude, but like his last album was so trash. And if he's going the way it's going now, I don't know. Yeah, throw in Ed. I don't know a whole lot of artists. Just kind of like. Get music. Ed Sheeran, like 4. And, let's throw in Skrillex there. Alrighty, well, that was a catastrophe. That's gonna make the episode lit. I'm going to put this on my Instagram and be like, oh my god, this actually happened. Oh my god. Yeah, that was a crazy prank, dude. That's my sister. That was a crazy prank. Anyways, you can find me on Instagram at EDM City. That's right, EDM City Houghton, Houghton, on Instagram again. What is up? And on Twitter, you could follow me at Yeg. That is right, Y-E-G City Houghton, Houghton. What is up? And you know what? I'm making YouTube videos. These will be released whenever I feel like. I'm not putting a whole lot of time to this. This podcast is just really fun for me. And I'm thankful for all the people that are watching this and stuff and actually giving me like support. I'm not looking to get famous or anything. I think this is, even if I don't, which is 1000% fine, it's life. I don't care. This is just fun for me to do. And I think it's, in a way, it's kind of like pretending like, oh yeah, it's working, dude. Like, I got a podcast, I'm gonna do this. Like, fun. Like, because life rips like that. So I bid you farewell. Have a great freaking rest of your weekend, boyos and girlos, and goodbye.